Well, according to the U.S. Travel Association, summer is the busiest travel season. Weekends are the days most in demand. You put the two together and you can see what traveling on the July 4th weekend may be like. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along on the Ideas Network. Travel guru Rick Cini with us today. And I'm sure he'll be able to tell us more about traveling over the 4th and traveling other times as well. He's CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com. And comes by every month to talk about travel and especially air travel. How have your travel experiences been this summer? Do you have some questions about traveling? Let us know. 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org. Or you can also post a question on our Facebook page. Our Facebook page title, The Larry Mueller Show. Rick, welcome back. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for having me on again today.
Oh, it's always a lot of fun. What should we be expecting as we travel over the 4th of July weekend?
Yeah, it's going to be busy. I mean, we are definitely in the high season of travel. Passenger traffic is up about 2 or 3%. That means about 2 million of us are going to be heading out each day for the next, really, 2.5 to 3 months until kids go back to school. We saw a bunch of issues a month ago with certain airports and TSA lines. Looks like they've resolved many of those. We haven't seen any long lines, at least at some of these big airports. I know Chicago was one of the ones was on TV quite a lot for having issues, apparently. Not only did they lose their director at the airport, they have a new director, and apparently it's all fixed right now. so that's all good news. And, you know, for the most part, about 70 to 80% of actual travel is via car within 3 hours. The other 20% is through the air. So that's a lot of people traveling over the holidays.
What did they do? Did they just add more people to handle the security lines?
Yeah, they basically brought some people that were, part-time and made them full-time, did a whole bunch of other stuff. I think they were tired of seeing themselves on CNN and the top broadcasts every night with passengers. Really, I mean, honestly, you're trying to take a flight from, you know, somewhere like Chicago to Dallas, which is a little under 2-hour flight, and you're waiting longer in line than you are for the actual flight.
Yeah. Well, you know, last year, if I'm not mistaken, airline profits were record-breaking. Has this had any effect on passengers?
It has. I mean, there's been so the airlines finally have some money in their pockets, and as usual, when all of us have money in our pockets, it burns a hole in those pockets. So now we have what I call a charm offensive by the airlines. So they're adding back free snacks, for example. So those people flying United will get the Stroop waffle. You'll have to check that out online, what that is. So basically, snacks are back, and we have a bunch of new aircraft as well. So not many additional aircraft, but they're rotating in almost all new aircraft, more fuel efficient, much nicer. It's just like getting a new car, to be honest. So if you're used to driving a 20-year-old car, and the 20-year-old airplanes are now still slowly starting to be rolled out.
Yeah, and that's pretty good. Has it affected price?
Yeah, not as much as you would think. They haven't added a bunch of capacity in. So fuel prices are down. They've been as low as below $30 a barrel, now more recently up closer to $50. That should be in the favor of the consumers, but the airlines haven't added much capacity back in. In fact, again, if you looked before the Great Recession and the run-up in fuel costs in 2008, 2009, 2010, we still are down about 10% in total capacity in the air. That means historically, 7 or 8 years ago, the planes would have been about 2/3 full. Now they're close to 90% full. So that's the difference. And when they're full, there's no incentive for airlines to drop prices.
Yeah.
But we do see prices dropping to places like Europe. Part of that is the fuel prices coming down and fuel surcharges actually coming down. The other part is people and demand going down because some of the terrorist events that have gone on in Europe the last 18 months or so.
Mm. In terms of on time and so forth, I guess the last time I flew to Canada, to Saskatchewan, and my flights, well, that was Delta, give them credit. My
sure.
Flights were spot on time or even a little early.
Yeah, no, there's some good news on that front. Month over month, the on-time arrival rates have jumped from the low 80s, around 81% or so, to 84%. That's good news. Mishandled bags are down as well. That's good news as well. Now, I will note that the statistics that just recently came out were for April compared to March and some other days. I think there's going to be some trouble with the May statistics because we had those long lanes. It actually delayed flights because people couldn't get through security. That's not necessarily an airline problem, but downstream from TSA, it affects the airlines.
Oh, man. I've noticed on every leg of my flight, they were overbooked.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not unusual for airlines to overbook slightly, especially during summertime, because they do have some tickets that people may or may not show up for. Some airlines don't do any overbooking at all. You just have to know that there's some new rules over the last 3 or 4 years related to if you get involuntarily bumped or if you're voluntarily bumped. They can ask you to go to the next flight and give you anything, and if you accept it, that's fine. But you can actually request cash. I think it's around $1,300, and if you actually get involuntarily bumped, so they actually have to pay you cash on the spot. So be aware of that.
They were offering $800 to anybody who would voluntarily not take one of the flights that I was on. I thought $800. I wished I didn't.
That's usually a voucher, yeah, a voucher. On
yeah, voucher. But I was at the time. I was thinking, boy, I wish I had the time.
I'll tell you a story, just a quick story. I think it was, and I've been married 27 years. I think the second year we were married, we were going to fly down from Dallas to Houston to visit my wife's parents, and we actually stayed at the airport that night. Our flight was at 9 a.m. in the morning. We got bumped 6 times, and I think we got $200 vouchers every time we got bumped, and then we used those to fly to Europe later on in the year, and we just said, hey, we'll meet you down in Houston tomorrow.
Well, my sister used to do that. She'd come at Christmas time from San Francisco, and she would fly back through Minneapolis for the very reason that she would get herself bumped about 5 times, and you know she'd get the last flight out or whatever, and she'd wind up with free tickets then.
Yeah, I'm sort of an airline hacker in general. My wife was upset she didn't have status on the airline, so I figured out how to get her platinum status on American Airlines. We flew to China, had dinner, and then flew back.
There you go.
Yeah, so we actually stayed for half a day, visited some sites, and then came back, and then she had her status for the year. So the airline hacking is a fun thing. I know we were actually doing some hacking of airline tickets to people that want to go to Rio for the Olympics. All the tickets from the U.S. are in the $2,000 to $3,000 range, but if you split your ticket, buy a ticket to Peru or a couple of the other South American countries, you can split it up and buy separate tickets and get in under $1,000. So all sorts of ways to skin a cat when you're looking to fly for deals.
Anne in Duluth has a question for you. Anne, thanks for calling. Hi.
Hi. My daughter would like to visit her aunt. She would fly into Tampa from either Green Bay or Milwaukee. She's been checking tickets for the end of October. Now, who in the North wants to go to Florida in October? But the flights are really high. So I'm wondering if
what's high for you, Anne?
Oh, you know what? This is her, not me. I remember, you know, we've gotten flights to Florida in March, for heaven's sake, for 300 some. So it had to be way over 300. I think at one point she checked and it was like 700.
Yeah, so here's a couple different things. First of all, it's a little early to be shopping. They did have some sales last week from Tuesday to Thursday for the fall, the first sale that came out with Southwest Airlines. That sale is now over, so those prices. And when one airline has a sale, they all have a sale, because if you're $1 more than your competitor, then you're on page 40 on comparison shopping sites like ours at Fair Compare. So they always match. At the moment, you want to start shopping about 3 months before departure. October's departures right now, you're way early in the cycle, and that's why you see those prices being high. Airlines are only selling you their fifth and sixth cheapest price points up until about 3 months. That's that's when they start managing, throwing in some of the cheaper seats. Every now and then you'll see a fall sale like we do for 2 or 3 days where they're trying to gauge demand. So you can actually buy your tickets now if you find one of those sales. If you sign up for alerts on our site, we'll automatically tell you when those sales hit. So you have to be pretty proactive to get a good deal, but you should be able to find that ticket well under $425 round trip. In fact, I'm looking at it historically. I've seen it in the low 300s at certain times if you buy it at the right time.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling. Yeah, we're going to Orlando in August of all times, and our tickets, and we were on your site too, and I think it was $290 or something like that.
You should be able to get them in that high 200 range, especially for fall travel. Mm-hmm. Once kids go back to school, there's a magic date, August the 23rd. So for departures on or after August the 23rd, the price point typically is about 15% cheaper than those people that flew on August the 22nd and before.
And you know, this I've got an email here that kind of goes along with what you just said, because Jan emailed to say a group is flying from Madison to Maui in November 3rd through the 9th, and the price now listed is $733. Actually, that doesn't sound all that bad.
It's not bad. I'm looking at historically, that would be, if you bought it at the right time, you could get it for as low as $610 or so, but you're not going to get it much cheaper than that, especially to Maui, because Maui is a little more expensive than flying to Honolulu.
So $733, you'd say... You want to?
Yeah, if I saw that price right now and I had it for everybody in my party, I'd go ahead and buy that right away. Again, it's not going to get any lower than about $640, but I don't know what's going to happen to fuel prices in the next 3 or 4 months. Fuel prices could go up. We could see all sorts of craziness with the stock market. The economy could have changes. We just don't know. So I'd lock in those prices. Look, it's much more likely to go up from that standpoint potentially than it is to go down, especially into a place like Maui.
Yeah, in Maui, you're not going to go below $640 probably ever.
No, I'm looking at it in the last 7 years. It's never been below $650.
so there you go. So I would definitely.
Yeah, you're looking at $80. I mean, you know, waiting 3.5 months for $80 potentially and not knowing what's really going to happen with the oil prices and with airlines in general, it's worth the risk to, because I've seen them as high as, you know, $850 or $900 for those flights, especially at certain times of year.
Yeah, there we go. Rick Cini, our guest today. Rick is the CEO and co-founder of faircompare.com, and I'm going to talk with him about a little more about faircompare.com too, but also certainly happy to take your questions and comments about where you want to travel to. So I hope you'll join in. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234. You can email us your question at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We are getting to the peak of the travel season, and our travel expert is here to answer your questions. Larry Mueller here with Rick Cini, CEO and co-founder of faircompare.com. All our lines are filled currently, but here's the number, 1-800-642-1234. You want to send an email at talk@wpr.org, that's fine, or Facebook at 800, I'm sorry, Facebook, just go to The Larry Mueller Show, that's the title of our Facebook page, and certainly love to hear from you. And Rick, talk a little bit more about faircompare.com.
Sure, yeah. We're basically a bunch of technology geeks that take in several billion searches and itineraries a month, and we're studying them, trying to understand when the best time to buy is, what a good deal is, how do deals change. We also have airline ticket comparison. We don't actually sell tickets on our website, but we'll take you to either the airline or the online travel agency that has the best deal at any given moment. And they do change from time to time. Not always does everybody have the same price at the same moment. It's a technology-driven business, as most people see. They do 2 or 3 searches each day, and every time they get a different price for the same flight, and then they wonder what's going on. And that's because millions of fares are changing, inventory is changing as well. So it's complicated, but it's kind of fun because I've been doing it almost a decade, and I still learn something every day.
Well, and you're going to be in town. We've always done this by phone or whatever, and you're going to be here July 21st.
Yeah, no, it looks like I'm going to be there, and it should be fun. I'm actually going to be in your neck of the woods also for the Ryder Cup up in Minnesota as well. So I'm a huge golf fan, so I'm going to come visit a couple times as the summer moves on.
Well, the U.S. Open was under rain the last I knew, so today.
Ryder Cup's out and back in the fall a little bit. So.
Yeah, that's right. Mike in Franklin has a question for you. Hi, Mike.
Hi. I'm planning a trip to Portugal in October for a wine tour, and flying out of O'Hare. And I was wondering, is Lisbon the best place to fly into, and is this a good time of year to purchase a ticket?
Yeah, so you're almost perfect in the shopping zone. What does it do you have some flexibility in October? Is it the first or last part of October?
It's October, I believe October 9th. Through the 16th that will be in Portugal.
Yeah, so I'll give you a couple of different examples. The price point right now from Chicago to Lisbon for that time frame, if you leave on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, is in the low $900. Last year at the same time, that was $1,150. So you're perfect. You want to start shopping for international, especially transatlantic travel, about 5 months before departure. So you're right in that window of time. But I'll give you an example. If you leave on the 9th of October, the cheapest price is around $1,400 round trip. But if you leave on the 11th, it's $910 round trip.
Oh, boy.
So there's a big difference, too, by about $100 in what they call midweek and weekend pricing. So if you're flying either over the Pacific to Asia or the Atlantic to Europe, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, ticket prices are about $30 to $40 cheaper each way than Friday, Saturday, Sunday prices. They expect most people think that they travel on the weekend, Saturday to Saturday, Sunday to Sunday. That's why you have more expensive prices on the weekends.
So get going right. Start looking right now. And
yeah, no, you're perfect to shop, and you should be able to find that ticket under $1,000 in some cases. I'm looking at, for example, coming back in October. If you were to stay a couple weeks, if you left on the 10th or the 11th, it's much cheaper than, for example, the 9th, or if you left a little earlier as well. Even if you're later in October, like October the 17th, it's actually under $900 round trip right now.
There we go, Mike. Good luck. Thanks for calling.
And by the way, that's on Aer Lingus. So Aer Lingus is running about $250 cheaper than Continental and American.
There we go.
I say Continental. It's United now. I see their logo on our site, and I think Continental because it's the Continental Globe. But it is United.
There you go, Mike. Thank you again. Clara in Milwaukee has a question. Hi, Clara. Thanks for joining.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What can we do for you?
Well, a friend just called me less than an hour ago. Her uncle left California, went to Sierra Leone, and just passed away, and she's one to go. And I know this is going to be really expensive ticket from Chicago, O'Hare, to Sierra Leone, West Africa, Freetown.
And
yeah,
for the end of June, you're saying, or right?
Yeah, the end of June, last week in June.
Okay. Yeah, that's coming right up.
Yeah, so the last week in June, let me take a quick look here. So the ticket price right now is running.
We go through Brussels, most times we go through Brussels or Heathrow.
Right, yeah. So the ticket prices right now are running about $2,400 round trip. Let me see if you do this. Hang on, I'll take a quick look here. Yeah, so there's not really. How long do you want to stay?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah, the cheapest you're going to get is $2,400 round trip, and it goes as high as $2,800. It's your $2,400, and you're going to have at least out of Chicago. You have two or three stops, depending. The cheaper one's three stops, and the more expensive one is two stops.
Oh, there you go. And so, and with what flight or what airline? I'm sorry.
You'll be flying either American and then using British Airways, or flying Delta and then flying Air France, or in the other case, you'll be using United and then connecting up with Lufthansa.
Oh. And there are no more opportunities, I guess, to get hardship flights.
Really, no. I've if you get a human on the phone, sometimes they have the ability to waive some of the advance purchases. The reason it's more expensive right now is because you're so close to travel time.
Yeah.
You're inside of 2 weeks. If it was a little bit further out, so you could call somebody. Just remember, they charge you for the phone call if you decide to do a booking on most of those airlines, and they may do some sort of death waiver. I've seen them do it in the past, but like I've heard people, and I've chatted with lots of people, it's about 1 in 30 or 40 that happens.
Oh, so there you go, Claire. I'm sorry for your loss and sorry for the cost of the flight, but thank you for calling. Pat in West Salem is up with a question. Hi, Pat.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I love NPR and appreciate this information. My husband and I want to fly to Poland next year. We're very open to either spring or fall dates. I'm not very savvy about finding a good fare. And also, is your website FARE or FAIR? Compare.
It's FARE, so not FAIR, FARE,
okay.
compare.com. Yeah,
great.
So flying in, and what?
And this is
month?
From Minneapolis.
Yeah, so what month were you flying in?
It's open either spring or fall, either one.
Spring or fall,
we're very open, and any advice as to whether it might be cheaper or what airline.
Okay.
Sure. Well, let's take it. So, a couple different things. Spring is always going to be more expensive than the fall. Typically, the spring season is around 20 to 22% more expensive than fall, especially if it's later in fall, like late September and early October. To get from Minneapolis, typically you're flying, Minneapolis being a hub for Delta, they have lots of flights that would connect in. For example, you would fly from Minneapolis to Paris, Charles de Gaulle, and then into Warsaw, for example. Right now, I'm looking at different prices in September, for example. On some days, like, for example, September the 15th, on that particular day, if you leave there, Air Canada has a flight for under $800 round trip.
Whoa.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Yeah, so, but on other days, I'm looking at some of the other days, like the day before it's $1,200, so there's specific days. So you come into our site, you can see, we'll tell you when the different prices are, but it looks like in September on basically Tuesdays and Thursday departures on Air Canada, you have it under $800 round trip. Right now, that is ridiculously cheap.
Yeah.
Wow, that's much less than what I've been able to find through travel agents.
Try Minneapolis to Warsaw, September 15th, coming back, for example, September the 29th. I'm looking at those dates right now, and it's under $800 on Air Canada.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the information and the information.
Appreciate your call. Well, I think you probably saved Pat some money there.
Well, it's kind of, it's a little bit scary because if you're hunting and pecking for certain dates, you have to sort of know what certain ones, and every route's different. That's why we've been studying these routes for almost a decade now, and I have a pretty good idea just about on every route which airline is going to be cheaper. But every now and then they throw me a crazy Ivan, and I go, wow, that's crazy, and that under $800 price is crazy.
I wouldn't wait.
The reason that's crazy is that the average taxes to Europe are around $165. It has nothing to do with your airline ticket price. The average fuel surcharge has been in the $450 range. So you're looking at $600. That means the airfare is actually under $100 each way.
Oh, my goodness. Pat, you better get on and make those tickets. Brian and Toma, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for taking my call, and Rick as well. Travel to Greece, island of Naxos, in the first week of September, and we've been inflexible in the past, so we usually do the research and book somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 months or so in advance just because we're using a combination of cash and miles. But next year, 2017, if we elect to repeat that trip, it's going to be all cash. So I guess the question is, how far in advance do we want to be looking on a cash purchase to get a decent fare if we're not going to be very flexible?
Yeah, so 10 months is very early. So in general, for transatlantic airfare, you want to start shopping about 5 months in advance.
Okay.
You don't want to buy your ticket any later than about 2.5 months in advance. 3 months is typically where you see the window. So you basically have a 2 month window where prices are changing quite a bit. What month are you planning on going next year?
Probably the same. You know, we want to take advantage of the Labor Day weekend because, you know, Monday's a vacation day here, but it means nothing in Europe. So
Labor Day weekend would be the tail end of May, and so the prices jump for departures.
Actually for Labor Day.
Oh, excuse me, you're in September. I thought you said Memorial Day. I'm sorry, Labor Day. So yeah, Labor Day in September. Right now, I was looking at that $800 price to Warsaw from the other call, and in the September time frame, I'm seeing, around that weekend of Labor Day, which includes, I guess, the latter part of August. So if you leave on, for example, August the 30th, right now. And then come back sometime, and this is into Athens from Minneapolis. If you come back sometime in let's say mid to, how long do you want to stay? 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 week?
It's going to be 10 days. 10 days.
10 days or so, yeah. So if you come back on a certain day, yeah, so you have ticket prices under $900 right now. It's a perfect time to be shopping for this year in 2016. I thought you said 2017 when you first asked.
Right, yeah, we did take care of this year because we had a combination of cash and miles, but that's exhausted now, so the next time.
Yeah, so the next year, assuming that oil prices stay very similar, the perfect time to be shopping would be this late June, early July time frame for that Labor Day, September, early September departure.
Okay, and then on that last leg going between Athens and Naxos or Paros, we're pretty confined to either Olympic or Aegean Airways. And
that's the only airlines that really fly. We don't see EasyJet and Ryanair flying that route. They do fly into that particular island, but just not from Greece.
Right.
Okay.
And those would be your only other low-cost options there.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate your call. Bob in Eau Claire has a question. Hi, Bob. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry, and hi, Rick.
Hey, how are you?
Hi. Quick question. First of all, we are in a unique position of being the parents of a Southwest Airlines pilot. So we do all of our domestic flying on Southwest, and we are non-rev.
Right, so you're getting flight benefits because of your son. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you, and we couldn't be happier. He's also an Air Force pilot too, and he's part time, so he doesn't get a lot of off time. But our daughter, who lives in Massachusetts, is proposing a family trip to Johannesburg, South Africa, right after the holidays. And we need to know, first of all, what airlines would be partners with Southwest so that we could book on to, or again, we would have to be flying standby. It's all standby. You can't pre-buy a ticket. But just to get an idea of when is the best time to start really looking to try to assess whether or not it's even feasible for us.
What month are you planning on going to
Joburg? Well, it would probably be right after New Year's. So I'm
right after New Year's?
Yeah, somewhere around the 2nd, 3rd, 4th of January, right in that time frame.
Okay, so perfect. So this is what I call a perfect sort of hacking experience. Now, Southwest Airlines does not participate in a big alliance like Oneworld, which the leader in the U.S. would be American, SkyTeam would be Delta, and Star Alliance would be United. But what I would do in your particular case is the ticket prices into Joburg are way cheaper out of New York.
Yeah. Okay.
And you can make your way on the Southwest pass to New York, but you'll have to go from LaGuardia to JFK, so I might stay a day in New York as part of that trip.
Okay.
So then you're looking at prices out of New York City, which are typically about 20 to 25% cheaper than out of Chicago and Minneapolis.
Okay.
into South Africa. And so with that, you have several options of airlines. You have, for example, Virgin Atlantic has a partnership through there. You have Qatar Airways. Also, Egypt Air flies in there. South African flies in there. So you have many choices of airlines at the moment, Virgin Atlantic being the cheapest at the moment, one stop through Heathrow.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
So then I'd make your way there on Southwest, and then buy a ticket round trip from New York to Joburg and back. And you should be able to, during the time frame you're talking about, a little bit later is better, kind of skip over the New Year's Day if you can, because that's usually a little more expensive. 2 or 3 days after New Year's is about 15% cheaper.
There we go. And thanks again for calling. Arnie emailed to ask what would be the best way to make connections from Chicago. Travel to Iceland and then to Finland, or travel to Finland and then stop in Iceland on the way back? And is Iceland Air the way to go? Oh, and he doesn't.
Yeah, so, yeah, no, I think, again, and he's leaving out of Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can fly Iceland Air. It's one of the low-cost airline options there. They have a nonstop from O'Hare to Reykjavik. And then you can sort of make your way to, depending, where was his other stop? He said he wanted to go to Europe.
Finland. He was wondering Finland, and if he should go to Finland first or if he should go to Iceland first.
Yeah, I think what I would look, I would actually look in this case at potentially at a multi-stop ticket where you actually have what's called a stopover. It's a little more complicated to do. You have to use the advanced section. But, you know, in that particular case, I would definitely do a multi-stop if he wants to stay in Iceland for a few days. Iceland Air has some great stopover rules. So, and they also have some good flights into the Nordic countries. I'm not sure if they actually fly into Finland or not. I know they actually fly into Denmark for sure. So I'd have to check that. But in general, if you do a multi-stop ticket, that's what the most important thing there is leaving on midweek days on the departure and return if you want to save some money. Did he say what time of year he wanted to go?
He didn't say, so we don't know.
Yeah. So yeah, so you have options. Iceland Air, Delta can get you there as well. British Airways flies in there too out of Chicago. So those would be your top ones to be flying in there, at least for the from a price perspective, with Delta and Iceland Air being the two cheapest. Iceland Air typically about 20% cheaper than Delta.
Jenny from Park Falls called to say she's going to Reno from Milwaukee in September. When should she get tickets?
Yeah, so she's a little bit early right now. We did have that sale that Southwest kicked in last week is only for a few days. I expect another one in the next couple of weeks or so. Did she say which city she's flying from?
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, okay. So I'm looking at ticket prices right now for September. They're in the mid to high 300s. Historically, if you buy that ticket in latter part of July, it's in the low 300s, so save about $60 there.
And flying from to Europe in July of next year?
Yeah, that's the peak time.
Yeah.
It depends on where you want to go. So the difference in price can be 20 to 40% depending on what city. London, Paris, Rome, typically the most expensive cities to fly into. Ireland, Germany, Spain, all the Nordic countries, including Denmark, Sweden, Norway, Finland, are all in that cheaper range. So if you have to see the Eiffel Tower and you have to see the sites in London, it's going to be more expensive, but you want to start shopping at the latter part of January and early February next year.
And Jane emailed to say she's flying back from Vancouver in a few months. Would it be beneficial to sign up for TSA PreCheck with the extra global coverage?
So I particularly would, if you're going to be flying international, it sounds like she's coming from Canada, I would actually do global entry instead of PreCheck. Global entry includes PreCheck. It's $100 for 5 years versus $85 for 5 years. So for an extra $15, you also get expedited through customs and immigration as you enter back into the country.
That is a very good deal.
Oh, and I've been using it for several years now, and I mean, literally have saved hours upon hours. There's nothing like getting off in the morning from Europe when you have about 10 777s all landing at a big airport, and then seeing the line at customs and integration with Global Entry. You go to a kiosk, basically put your hand on the scanner, answer a few questions by tapping the screen, and you're out to your car or whoever's picking you up. Yeah. So it's really quick.
Rick, we'll look forward to seeing you in person on July 21st. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Hey, thanks, Larry. Take care.
Yeah. Rick Cini, CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com. And I apologize for not getting to everybody, but I don't think we've ever had a show with him where we didn't leave the lines pretty much full.